Yeah, I don't know, man. You ever just feel like life is just catapulting towards some greater purpose?
Every fat cats with bloated ego, we are the only DJ crazy enough to tattoo Jackie Brown on his ass.
This is Michael Mann, and I ride with
extended clip.
The medicine.
Don't even get me started on the benefits.
The status, the nurses.
Well, yeah. That's what I meant by the benefits.
Those overnight shifts. Nah, all right.
Yeah, I've seen Barbara Stanwyck in Night Nurse.
True. That's, I'm going to my job expecting it to be a lot like Night Nurse. A lot of some pre-code action, if you know what I mean.
Hey, why the fuck's this place in color? Should be black and white, 4:3 aspect ratio, kind of fuzzy sound design. Like, what is this, reality?
When I was younger, I feel like there was a brief period where I thought, maybe I didn't like quite confirm in my head, like the old days, times where I wasn't alive, were in black and white. But I thought, when I thought of history, when it was taught in schools, I would think of it in black and white, being like, oh, that's kind of, that's how it was back then.
Well, were you imagining it like cinematically, like in black and white?
Like, with a push in.
Yeah.
to Abraham Lincoln as he gives his speech.
You're learning about Robespierre. You're thinking about like a nice chiaroscuro 4:3 noirish composition of him donning a big robe.
True. I didn't think in the 4:3. That would be elite level, yeah. You know, cinephile in training thinking. But no, I think once it came to Robespierre, I think I knew there was color back then. Or I don't know when they teach.
Well, you had just seen Marie Antoinette, so you were like, okay, listening to the Strokes. They were, you know.
Yeah. They're like indie rock, just like me. There's a lot to relate to these royals.
Exactly. You know? We're all over the place. Let's rein it in. Welcome to Extended Clip. This is episode 298, and I'm one of your hosts, Eddie Averill.
I'm Malcolm Baum.
I'm JT White.
I had it written down as 299, and I had like a micro panic attack, and I was really confused about the ordering of the episodes. But do not worry, 300 will be special. We have just confirmed what 300 it is. 300 it is, and it is very special. And you're gonna have to wait, and you're gonna have to pay. But if you're listening to this, you're already paying, so that's good. That's good. This episode's gonna be about a film by Fred Durst. Isn't that just one of the great phrases in the history of art? A film by Fred Durst, 2019, The Fanatic. Malcolm, you've been preaching to the choir among our rap rock new metal listeners for years, but broaden the spectrum a little, why don't you? Why don't you give
broaden
a...
Broaden the spectrum is very fitting for this film.
Before we get into The Fanatic, why don't you give a little Durst 101? For the people out there who might just like, you know, classic rock or new hip hop and haven't met right in between at the clash of those two movements.
Longtime listeners, longtime subscribers to the first iteration of the Patreon will, you know, we used to do like little zines or little like, what would you call those things? We kind of would write
them,
something.
I would call them an electronic zine, yeah.
An electronic, you know, we used to do like monthly things where usually how it'd go, like me and Eddie would write a little something and JT would illustrate beautiful minions getting fucked in their ass or something like that. It was really a glorious thing in that electronic zine. I did like the history of Fred Durst's directing, got into his movies, and you know, he even directed a good amount of the Limp Bizkit music videos. There's My Way, one of my favorite Bizkit songs, to be honest. The video to that is like a music video set, and they can't, you know, decide which, you know, aesthetic, which style they want to go with on the video, and that's kind of like the conceit. They even have a little Scorpio Rising, like a biking thing. You know, maybe he's not directly referencing Scorpio Rising, but it's like he's referencing someone who was referencing that, possibly, is at least what I think. And then, Durst, he's like looking into it, like he really wanted to direct movies, and there wasn't really like a clear path for him to do that. You know what I mean? Like to kind of parlay his new metal stardom into directing movies. Although he did, he took like some odd jobs, you know what I mean? Not exactly passion projects. And I think the first one is called The Miseducation of Charlie Banks or some shit like that. Or no, it's just called The Education of Charlie Banks. No, no Lauryn Hill. And it stars Jesse Eisenberg. And I watched that and it was really boring. It was just about like a kid who... I can't even quite remember.
Gets an education?
Yeah. Well, it's about like he's, you know, he's like skipping. He's like a bad kid and he needs to be like disciplined.
Moose, played by John Travolta, is the titular fanatic. So this movie is about a guy who is a autograph hound living in Hollywood and is a part of the Hollywood Boulevard scene, if you will. You know, he really cares about respecting the boulevard. And this scene is comprised of, you know, some people are failed actors, some people are just movie nuts, some people are just hustlers trying to rip off tourists, you know. And he has a friend who owns a memorabilia shop, and you could tell that's kind of his go-to place. And I relate to that as someone who, you know, I fucking hate the boulevard. I think it reminds me of the place I live now, and the reasons I hate it. But going to some of those old-timey movie memorabilia shops and just seeing, like, the Jerry Lewis lobby card that I'm looking at right now, you know, it instills a sense of inspiration in the air that, like, there's people that care about this shit the way we do, you know. And so it was touching to kind of see that as the kind of exposition scene to get used to this character, Moose, an autistic man who is likely living partially off disability and is also a busker pretending to be a bobby cop on Hollywood Boulevard, which is like hilarious because he just doesn't get the memo that everyone on Hollywood Boulevard does like a big corporate type ripoff costume where he's kind of somehow stuck in like 1950s style movie imitations, despite the fact that he has posters for stuff like London Has Fallen in his weird apartment. And it just brings to mind a certain type of movie guy, a certain type of horror guy that's like, you know, all about the classics for one, but also still just goes to the movies every day and sees whatever's there, or every week and sees whatever's there. So that explains why it's like, you know, he's going to reference Maniac Cop, or just Maniac, I guess, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre and shit, but also has a, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake poster on his wall and a London Has Fallen remake poster on his wall. He's just a guy who's omnivorous about it